The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Tuesday happier happy hour rolling into it, Dominic, and you have been quite transfixed by the Alito tapes.
Oh man, these people,
you know.
Yeah, it's a little problematic. We had a little religious conversation yesterday, and you know how that goes. We're not gonna rehash that, but then I hear,
thank God,
Karen Alito, we'll call her Karen, very upset about the pride flag.
She's very Karen. Very Karen. Secret audio of Justice Alito's wife exposes his plans and her bitterness, according to critics, Dom. The new civil rights movement, David Badash, reporting secretly recorded audio of a candid and uninhibited conversation. You should hear us uninhibited and candid with Karen Marianne Alito, Martha Ann Alito, whose husband is far-right Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, during which she exposed her apparent anti-LGBTQ bias, bragged about how she spends time planning revenge on her critics, don't we all? and appeared to reveal her husband's possible retirement plans, has stunned political experts in court watchers alike. Now, documentary filmmaker Lauren Windsor, and I didn't know, Don, but apparently she follows us on Twitter. I have snuck into her DMs. I have invited her on the program, Don.
Follow us on Twitter as well. You find that on the X at Devil Radio.
Now, Lauren Windsor, the aforementioned, posed as a conservative Catholic at a Supreme Court Historical Society annual dinner on June 3rd. And she also secretly recorded her conversation with both Justice Alito, Chief Justice John Roberts, Windsor, who some label an activist, caught Justice Alito saying he believes there are fundamental differences between the left and the right that cannot be compromised, and agreeing the nation needs to return to godliness. Oh. At least Dom does. Last month, Justice Alito was the subject of outrage, at least on the left, when the New York Times revealed flags associated with the January 6, 2021 insurrection and the Stop the Steal conspiracy had been flying at his two homes. Now, Alito pinned the blame on his wife, Karen, while not acknowledging them as symbols of groups who attacked the U.S. Capitol and the American democracy, you might say, Dom, and in support of Donald Trump. The justice has refused to recuse himself from any cases involving the attack on the Capitol or involving Donald Trump, leaving legal experts to say he appears to be violating an unenforceable judicial code of conduct.
What is a code of conduct if it's unenforceable? May as well take that thing into the bathroom and wipe your ass with it. Are you kidding me?
Well, Alito's been doing that with the Constitution for a number of years, Dom.
I mean, all the same.
Now, we've got some sound from Martha Ann Alito, do we not? Rich has been doing the digging. Let's play at least one taste, and you judge the tone of this voice. If you sound like her, you may also be a Karen.
You know what I want? I want a Sacred Heart of Jesus flag because I have to look across the lagoon at the Pride flag for the next month.
Exactly.
And he's like, oh, please don't put up a flag. My heritage is German. You come after me, I'm going to give it back to you. And there will be a way. It doesn't have to be now, but there will be a way. They will know. Don't worry about it.
When Karen Alito invades Poland, you're going to know.
And my husband, please don't. A couple of things on that. Wow. Wow. Honestly, hearing that, I actually can understand Alito's position that my wife did it. Because, you know what I mean? And she said, oh, my husband said, please don't do it. Well, did he say that about other flags? I'm curious. Did he say that about the Appeal to Heaven flag? Please don't do it. Did he say that about the upside down American flag? Please don't do it. Because he said, please don't do it. Well, what else did he say? Please don't do it. About your unenforceable judicial code of conduct. I'm German. You give it, I give it back. It might not be now, it might be later. What are you gonna? I'm gonna go home and find a boiling bunny stewing on the pot, my poor pet bunny? Is that what you're doing? Is that what you're talking about? You're gonna get back at people and the poor neighbors. You gotta live next to crazy ass Karen who's German. She'll get back to you one way or the other. What a feeling of invincibility when your husband is a sitting U.S. Supreme Court justice who apparently you get to roll over because he is very concerned about the flags, except the ones that you put up that he didn't know anything about.
You know, it's off. I'll just stay on tangent for a moment.
I mean, why start now?
Okay, I'll go off tangent just for a moment. Yeah. I was going to say, you know, I feel for your poor ex-neighbors in Whitefish Bay. You left and the ground opened and swallowed up the community, and now there's a huge sinkhole in Whitefish Bay, a hole where Dom used to reside.
Only a hole in my neighbor's heart because I am no longer there. Miss you, Lindy and Keith.
Speaking of her husband, Karen Alito told Windsor, he's like, oh, please, don't put up a flag. I said, I won't do it because I am deferring to you. But when you are free of this nonsense, I'm putting it up and I'm going to send them a message every day. Maybe every week I'll be changing the flags. There'll be all kinds. I made a flag in my head. Dom, have you ever created a flag in your head?
No, but I'm thinking it's going to be the middle finger. I'm going to put it up next to Alito's.
This is how I satisfy myself, she said.
Wow.
I made a flag.
Huh. Is that what you do? That's how you satisfy yourself?
She makes a flag. It's white and has yellow and orange flames around it. And in the middle is the word Vergogna, V-E-R-G-O-G-N-A. Vergogna in Italian means shame. Shame. Vergogna.
Shame on you. No, what she's saying is shame on you. You pride folks, you gay people, you trans people. That's what she's saying.
Well, she literally said, shame, shame, shame on you, Karen Alito added. She literally threw three shames in there. Some have said her, when you are free of this nonsense comment, reveals the justice's plans to retire, likely when there is a Republican in the White House. Windsor also wrote, Alito was 74. She made that comment in another that imply they are eyeing his retirement. Please make it quick. Rolling Stone also parenthetically noted that last year, the Supreme Court's conservative supermajority ruled that businesses can discriminate against LGBTQ customers. And in earlier remarks, Karen Martha Ann Alito told Windsor, the feminazis believe that Justice Alito should control me. Feminazis, that's right out of
Rush
Limbaugh's playbook.
There is some legacy of the dead Rush Limbaugh.
So they'll go to hell. He never controls me.
See what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, she's kind of badass. I mean, she satisfies herself with flags. I mean, who does that? You know what I'm saying? That's kind of creepy. She's a badass. She's German. She'll come and get you.
Again, watch she out, said, Alito. Look at me. Look at me. Martha Ann Alito told Windsor, I'm German. I'm from Germany. My heritage is German. You come after me, I'm going to give it back to you. And there will be a way. It doesn't have to be now, but there will be a way. They will know. Don't worry about it. God, You read the Bible. Psalm 27 is my psalm, mine. Psalm 27, the Lord is my God and my rock. Of whom shall I be afraid? Nobody. It's kind of twisting the Bible to her purpose here, I would say. Just a little bit.
Are you sure about that? Sounds like she knows what she's talking about. She sounds like a very, religious, follower of Jesus with the satisfying yourself with flags and revenge. I will get back to you. Won't be away. And the feminazis. Yeah, sounds totally Jesus-like to me from my understanding of the peaceful prophet.
Dominic, Rolling Stone reports Mrs. Alito has for years harbored a disdain and bitterness towards others in the DC elite, whom she has bashed for supposedly excluding or shunning her and her husband. Oh, that's the real truth. They've been shunned, and for being too mean about them and their unabashedly conservative beliefs. Sources add that Mrs. Alito, also has a longstanding reputation in influential GOP circles for ranting about politics. Yours is well earned as well, Dom. The cultural wars, the left, and the burning grudges she has nursed since at least the George W. Bush era. Oh, I got a few. Commenting on the Alito family's dynamic, Rolling Stone continued. A well-connected GOP lawyer says that Justice Alito is like if you turn National Review into a single person. Karen Martha Ann Alito, the lawyer says, talks like if Breitbart assumed a human vessel. Breitbart, that's yours, right, Dom? They're the Washington couple of Donald Trump's dreams. Writer Charlotte Clymer, a former press secretary for the Human Rights Campaign, responds to the audio of Martha Ann Alito by saying, the Alito's hatred of LGBTQ people is so visceral. You know, it's a deeply God-held belief, Dom.
Journalist Brian Butler replied, observed anyway, the Alito seem very interested in Trump winning so that Sam can retire and Martha Ann can let her freak flags fly, literally, in order to antagonize their gay neighbors. Happy Pride, Karen. Martha Ann.
She's very Karen.
She's got God on her side, man. What are you worried about? God talked to her. She said it's fine. He is a rock. It's totally fine. She loves everyone except the young people she doesn't love, and to hell with those people. Yeah.
Samuel's never met a good divorce attorney in all these years.
Like I said, you want your pet bunny ending up on the stovetop in a pot? I don't think so.
I'd be afraid of that woman. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Fear us not. 844-96-PARTY.
The Devil's Advocates. The fix for political junkies everywhere.
Devil's Advocates radio show, the party line, 844-967-2789. Talk or text, hit us up now.
Let's go to the lines. It's all about the lines. Catherine from Madison. Welcome, Catherine. What do you got for us?
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, guys. I was calling about the Hunter Biden thing today. And it just drove me crazy. I was wondering if I think this is going to go very poorly for the whole MAGA movement. I don't see them jumping up and down about getting convicted for lying on a gun application. I just don't see that. I mean, when they said earlier, when Trump was convicted, they said, oh, they're coming for him. They'll come for you. But this, I think, is something that would really irritate them, that you're going to go to jail because you lied on a drug application, on a gun application. I just don't think it's going to go well for them.
Well, I guess, Catherine, they're kind of downplaying it already, to my understanding. There's greater issues. I don't think it's going well for them, quote unquote, either. They're certainly not consistent. They're not jumping up and down and saying this is a rigged system and this is, lawfare and all those sorts of things. They seem to be, if anyway, kind of like, hey, there's other things that Hunter did that are way worse than this, and this is really not a big deal because, a lot of them are gun owners themselves.
The Hunter Biden gun conviction is kind of dumb, according to Congressman Republican Matt Gaetz of Florida. That's what he tweeted after the verdict today. Catherine, there's not a lot of appetite. I was listening to Right Wing Talk Radio earlier today, and the Clay and the Buck, and they talked about they had gone through, at least Buck was, you know, saying I've answered these questions before on these federal gun disclosures. And he said, actually, there is some question that's going to come before the U.S. Supreme Court, a question of should domestic abusers have their right to own guns restored? And I think, quite frankly, this does go against the entire MAGA narrative that, you know, a gun in every kitchen.
Mm-hmm. It also kills the whole idea that they're only coming for Trump. You know, they're coming for Biden's son. And I don't think people care that much about what the relatives of somebody does, you know, whoever it is. Remember Jimmy Carter's brother.
Brother,
you know,
Billy.
Well, but yeah. Well, you know, people, you know, they just went, oh,
but after
Billy,
the news
you know,
that Billy didn't win re-election, did he?
Right. Yeah, I just don't think, I think that's a bad thing, too, that they lose that. They're just coming for Trump. You know, they've got it in for him. Well, they've got it in for Biden also. They're going after his kids.
Yeah, you know, imagine, Karen, the Justice Department going after those who commit crimes and being consistent about it. Hey, thank you for the call.
The craziest thing is that HW's ne'er-do-well son, W, also became the president.
Right. 844-967-2789. The Karen, the Martha Ann Alito, man, she seems like a ball buster, man. You know what I'm saying? She seems like she's like kind of in charge over there. All right, I won't hang this flag. I'll defer to you. But she's all really, really, really bent up about the pride flag, right? Which is what? The gay community and LGBTQ, trans plus, you know, all those that don't live how she thinks people should live. And I would submit her basis for that is her almighty Bible. She's quoting the Psalms, man. The Psalms. She's all about the Psalms. She's quoting the Psalms as her justification. This is my rock. This is how I am. But she's not outside the Red Lobster when they're serving the shellfish. She's not over at Michael's or Joann Fabrics or Kohl's when they're mixing the linens and the wools. What is it about all that? Well, I mean, what about the bacon, man? Everybody loves bacon, but don't eat the bacon. You can't have the pork. There's no complaint at Oscar Mayer Wiener. It's not flying a flag of a pig upside down. It's specifically the homophobes, man. There's lots of things in the Bible that people don't follow anymore. What's her name? Martha Ann?
Karen.
I don't see you flying your flags upside down for those things. So what is it? You're just a horrible human being, and you justify your position because something in your magic book says you can do that. What is it about? If you don't want to be gay, don't be gay. You don't want to fly the pride flag? Fly your cross flag. Fly your appeal to heaven flag. Knock yourself out. It tells something about you. Joke. People are joke. And you don't think she has any influence on her husband? You know, I mean, how is this any different for real than Claire Thomas and Jenny Thomas, man? I mean, is this what we got? They're both involved in the politics, man. They're down the culture wars. I mean, Jenny was emailing folks telling them to overturn the election. Oh, nope. I can, Clarence Thomas, he can sit on these cases. I mean, this is an embarrassment. It's a joke. But there is a little light. We got the Thomas,
Roberts.
Roberts, thank you. You got the Roberts sound, Rich? Let's hear what Robert, you know, as Lauren Windsor, you know, pretending to be a right-wing activist at these organizations, goes up to Justice Chief Justice Roberts and says, hey, we should be more of a godly country or something along those lines. His response, if you would please, Rich.
Yeah, I don't know that we live in a Christian nation. I know a lot of Jewish and Muslim friends who would say maybe not.
Maybe not. No. Her question to him, do we live in a Christian nation? We are a Christian nation. No, I don't think so. That's what he said. Now, I'll go back to Alito because Lauren Windsor, who did the recordings, told the justice that people who believe in God have to keep fighting to return our country. We got to keep fighting to return our country to a place of godliness. I agree with you, Samuel Alito is heard saying. I agree with you.
We've got some recordings of the husband as well. Not just Karen. But I got to tell you, I can understand his apprehension about telling his wife what flag she can or cannot fly over a marital property.
Mr. Karen is very submissive, seemingly, to Mrs. Karen.
She doesn't seem very barefoot or pregnant to me. Kind of a household you run in, Justice Alito.
Oh, you know, the feminazis. He saw the term feminazis, man. Who says feminazis? Oh, that's right.
Megadiddos. Yeah. I'm surprised she didn't say that. Megadiddos. Do you think she's more a Clay or a Buck person at this point?
I don't even know, man. I don't know the difference. Don't really care.
Jeannie Pirro.
Is this problematic? I mean, should what happens now, man? We just, more stuff comes out. This is just how it is, right? This is how it is? I don't think this should be how it is.
Some things will never change. That's just the way it is, Dom. But don't you believe it. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be back. A happier happy hour rolling through it with your phone calls. Be a part. Text or dial 844-967-2789.
I'm not going to be ignored.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. I'm enjoying some of the text contributions. We appreciate the phone calls where you can speak to us and the text, where I just occasionally read them aloud or snicker at them. 844-967-2789. I'll share a couple, Dom. And he loved us so much that he sacrificed his only living son that we know of. A texter sent that one in to WMDX. I like that one. A texter at WGBW questions, how the F was Dom a drug dealer? 3 question marks. He's like the least download dude on radio. You don't know how to keep it on the down low.
Oh, man. Indiscretions of youth. It was super down low until this happened. And then it was certainly less down low. Of course, retired now.
Knicker Bob there. 844-967-2789.
Yeah, Curdy can't answer the phone.
I'm answering it right now. I've moved beyond those youthful indiscretions of telling the truth on the phone.
Don't do that.
Chris from Rice Lake, how you doing, man?
Hey, Chris.
Pretty good. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent,
awesome.
Sir.
Awesome. Thank you.
Dominic, I'm really worried about you. I mean, I agree. I agree with, you know, a lot of the things that you're saying, but it seems to me that you're forgetting that, you know, these people have the right to be as crazy as they want to be. I mean, this is the United States. I mean,
Are we talking about the Alitos, the greater MAGA population, or just callers to this show?
Yes.
Yeah, Chris, of course, no, people have the freedom, and I encourage that freedom. But what they're not free from criticism, you know what I'm saying? They're not free from people, you know, not liking what they have to say. They're not free from consequence, Chris. You want to do something. I'm not saying nothing's like that illegal. You want to fly the upside-down flag in support of the insurrection as a sitting Supreme Court justice's wife? Yeah, you got the freedom to do so, I guess. But I have exercised my freedom to call your ass out on that, Chris. What do you think?
I think
we lose him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sorry, Chris.
You have the right to remain silent, Chris. 844-967-2789. Perhaps he was just dumbfounded by your logic. Let's keep moving down the phones. Joe from Madison, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hello, Joe.
Well, hey, gang. I can't think of anything more fun than commenting on Dear Martha Ann, the wee one from Washington. I think it's hysterical that this woman is talking about, I'm German and I will get you back. I mean, she may be German, but she's obviously very stupid because let me tell you, if you want to go for vengeance, you don't announce it. For heaven's sakes, you don't let other people prepare.
Revenge best prepared cold, Joe.
And the Germans have a war record about like Dan Kelly's electoral record. Couple of L's, if you know what I'm saying.
Next big point. Yeah. Do you want to really call that as your marker? I mean, it was just ridiculous. You know, does the Wolverine, you'll get a billboard and a wave a flag? No, it sits on top of a rock high atop a hill and jumps down and grabs the neck. It doesn't advertise. I would argue that she doesn't really understand ethnicities and vengeance in the way that, Dom, I think that you may be more able to, having been raised Italian and having that Roman Catholic background, because I would argue, having had the Roman Catholic background, that no one knows how to do vengeance like the nuns. Boy, they have it down, and Martha Ann would be some little quivering piece of jelly next to them. And I would also add, you know, they keep talking about when we return to the Christianity of the forefathers. Our forefathers weren't Christian. The bulk of them were what are called deists. They believed that there was a deity, but they did not believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ. They didn't think he was sacred. So you can look at George Washington, Jefferson, Franklin, Madison. They were deists. They were not Christians. So this return to a Christian nation, you know, as Mark from Prairie du Sac has said, which Christianity? The Quakers, the Unitarians, the Catholics? It's ludicrous. And the final thing I would say about...
I would say most of them are Calvinist Baptists, but please continue.
Yes, and, you know, ready to dunk women in as witches into the water. I would say that Martha Ann's last line, where she was talking about feminazis, pretty comical when she's claiming this German background. I mean, sure, they're feminazis. Right, got it, Martha. Oh, thanks, you guys, for making it fun. Appreciate it.
Oh, well done, Joe. Thank you for the call. And the
keen observations,
excellent
Joe observation. Makes.
Absolutely. Oh, which Christianity? You know, they have all the problem with the Satanists, you know, the Church of Satan, whatever, you know, they got a big problem. Well, Satan, of course, is a Christian god, and all the Christians seemingly have a problem with that. But, you know, what are you going to do? The Christians are fighting each other anyway. But that's...
We're the devil's advocates. Are we Team Satan? I'm less than clear, because I've been accused a few times.
Well, no,
especially when I drove the devil wagon around. People always wondered.
A point to take a opposite side of a position for the sake of argument and discussion. That's the point.
Like a debate?
Something like that. You know, we could call it that.
You know, right now on the Beltline Highway, and I've received a few texts on the text line, people have observed we're promoting the fact that we are going to host the debate watch party at the Barrymore Theater on June 27th. That is a Thursday night, Dom, and it's free for you and everybody. Although we encourage you, bring cash for the bar, because, you know, it's Wisconsin. And if you want to give a few bucks at the door, we'll appreciate your donations, but they're not required. But we are going to host a panel discussion. We've got Maggie Dawn down, and we've invited some of the political luminaries, let's just say, Dom. We'll see if they like us or not.
Me, Maggie, for sure, appreciate that. And a few others, a few surprises. I might be hooked up and done before then.
So
we'll get the social media invites out there. What's the date, Crudy? Tell them the details.
Thursday, June 27th, 7 to 8 p.m., panel discussion, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime to follow, 8 to 9:30, and then they'll keep it open for like another half an hour to commiserate. So you can hang out with the devils, drink a few cold ones, but bring cash. It's a cash bar. 844-967-2789. Rich, we still have the fun-loving Justice Alito. We've still got the tape of him, do we not?
We got a few more cuts. Let's roll that out.
Yeah, let's hear from the civil warrior, Justice Alito.
One side or the other is going to win. There can be a way of living together peacefully, but it's difficult, you know, because there are differences on fundamental things that really can't be compromised. You know, really can't be compromised. So it's not like we're going to split the difference.
I would hate to see what happens at the Alito household if he leaves the toilet seat up.
Oh, and there is no compromising, man. Don't you dare. We got some more cuts. What else we got on there? We got something. What do you think? What do you got?
One more Roberts.
All right. No, let's hear
Roberts. How about Alito? Do we have any more Alito?
No, that's all we have.
All right. Let's hear the other Roberts.
Since I've been here almost 20 years, there have been quieter times. But the idea that the court is in the middle of a lot of tumultuous stuff going on, that's nothing new. The Civil War, we did that during Vietnam. People were getting killed in Vietnam. I was there in Vietnam. This is all right. I mean, it's not all right, but it's not like it's as dramatically different people as. It's a common thing. People with their own perspective think this is so extraordinary. I don't know.
I don't know. A headline caught my eye over at the Washington Post. This is a column contribution. Perry Bacon Jr. Justice Alito is right about today's politics. Who knew? Let me throw this out for your consideration, Dom, before you just rant. I don't agree with Justice Samuel Alito Jr.'s stances on political and legal issues or on ethics. He should recuse himself from cases surrounding former President Donald Trump's campaign. But he's right about the division in our nation today. And I wish more liberals and moderates in powerful positions shared his perspective. We just heard him say it, Dom. One side or the other is going to win, he told the liberal filmmaker Lauren Windsor, who was posing as a conservative activist and secretly recorded the conversation and replaced his coffee with Folgers, Dom.
What?
Alito added, I don't know. I mean, there can be a way of working, a way of living together peacefully, but it's difficult, you know, because there are differences on fundamental things that really can't be compromised.
Really? I thought that's what democracy was about, compromise.
Dom, Alito says they really can't be compromised. So it's not like you're going to split the difference. We've heard him say that, right? Today's fissure between liberal Democrats, blue states, and conservative Republican red states is deep and, as Alito says, in some ways intraceable. The average voter in California does not have totally different views than the average voter in Wyoming. But white Christian nationalists, anti-critical race theory, anti-transgender activists, and voters in Texas do hold views that are irreconcilable with those of New York leftists who believe that colonialism, patriarchy, and white supremacy are the foundations on which America was built. We're not just a culture war over whether people should read the New York Times 1619 Project or use the term Latinx. States run by Republicans make it very difficult to join a labor union or have an abortion. They strip power from liberal elected officials and sometimes remove them from office. A person with views shared by many white born-again Christians, opposite to abortion and gender-affirming care, that black people would be as well off as white people on average if they just worked harder, will almost never be elected to a powerful job in a blue state. And most important, key figures who shape Republican Party policy act as though conservatives are in an existential war with the left. That includes Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Justice Clarence Thomas, activists Christopher Rufo and Trump advisors Russ Voigt and Stephen Miller. If Trump returns to the White House, he has made clear that his administration would treat federal workers, left-wing college professors and students, and others whom conservatives don't like as enemies of the state. They've said that, have they, Dom?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want Democratic officials, news outlets, nonprofits, or other non-conservatives to take actions as radical as these Republicans. The Biden administration should not list groups it would target if the president were to win a second term.
Right.
But Perry Bacon Jr. says, but I wish powerful institutions and individuals on the left and center understood that the country is in the middle of a non-military civil war and acted with focus and purpose that such a belief would entail. You might say many people are treating the prospect of Trump winning in November with alarm. That's true. But the problem isn't just Trump. The banning of abortion in many states, diminishment of the Voting Rights Act, rollback of state criminal justice reforms, and enactment of widespread restrictions on talking about race in public schools and colleges all happened over the past 3 years while Trump held no office. Conservative activists and officials are daily attacking left-wing institutions and values. Think Scotty Wanker. They use whatever power they have, from the Republican-dominated courts to state legislatures to congressional hearings, which led to the resignations of the presidents of Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania. So Alito's framing with the use of the term side was exactly right. There is a conservative side much broader than just Trump alone, and it is looking to win, not compromise. Abortion was already pretty much restricted in red states in 2021. But conservatives still pushed to get Roe v. Wade overturned and did. Let's talk about the Democrats did in contrast when we come back. Dom, you're along for the ride whether you want to be or not.
Yeah,
you have no free choice in this decision, you know, as the Republicans would have you. Give up your free choice, just loyalty. That's all they say.
You have a choice as long as it's the one I choose for you. You are free to choose that or to pound sand. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you guys want to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. We're reviewing an article, Perry Bacon Jr. in the Washington Post, an opinion piece. Justice Alito is right about today's politics. Played some of that sound for you earlier. Let's bring that one to conclusion. A little redundancy here. Alito's framing of use side was exactly right. There is a conservative side much broader than just Trump alone, and it is looking to win, not compromise. Abortion was already pretty restricted in red states in 2021, but conservatives still pushed to get Roe v. Wade overturned and did. Now, in contrast, Democrats act as though they're in a fight with Trump alone. In 2021, even as the Supreme Court was becoming more radical, Biden not only took the weakest approach possible, appointing the commission to study the issue, but also basically ignored its findings. He bragged about the relatively toothless gun control bill he passed with Republicans in Washington, ignoring how state-level conservatives were weakening gun restrictions on gun rights in much of the country. Don't tell that to Hunter Biden. Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Durbin refuses to even hold hearings about the controversies surrounding Alito and Thomas. Many news organizations, including some liberal ones, depict politics as Trump versus D.C. Democrats. They barely cover state politics, essentially ignoring where much political action takes place. The media still often grades politicians' effectiveness based on their ability to work across party lines. But Republicans, such as Vought, accomplish their goals without any support from liberals. I can't prove that prominent Democratic politicians and other prominent figures on the center and left have a different perspective from Alito's. Perhaps in private, they too recognize that the country is in a deep conflict that one side has to win. I assume Biden supporters would argue that the president recognizes the deeper divide, but thinks that the best way to address it is for him to win re-election, in part by being more conciliatory. Here's why I'm skeptical of that view. Democrats in very blue areas, such as Durbin, who don't have to woo Republican voters, still don't act with much urgency. They behave as though reaching an agreement with a conservative lawmaker is a huge achievement. The media seem consistently surprised by the extreme actions of the Republican Party, such as nominating Trump for president again. But it's not shocking that a political movement that believes it's in a life or death struggle remains behind a man who has shown both deep commitments to the movement's cause and a willingness to use any means necessary to win political fights. There are two visions of America being advanced. Liberals are willing to compromise on some of theirs, but the most powerful conservatives aren't looking to meet in the middle. The best way to lose the battle is to pretend it's not happening. And unfortunately, that's what many prominent liberals and moderates are doing. Perry Bacon at the Washington Post.
Oh, I've always thought that this was trench warfare, Dom. 844-967-2789. We'll even welcome people from the Southland, Illinois. Jeff, welcome. How's it going, Flatlander?
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, Jeff.
Thank you. Hey, both you guys, the greatest radio station around. I get you all the way down here in Park Ridge.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah, and I listen to you after the radio show at night when you come on. You come on in my time at around 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock.
7 o'clock on WCPT, 820 AM, our friends in Chicago.
That's right. But I figured I didn't know it was a recording. So now I finally get a chance to talk to you guys, which I think are some of the best radio hosts around.
You have excellent taste in radio hosts, Jeff.
Well, I do appreciate you guys. I think it's a great show. And I sent in that article about Alito yesterday, but I put it in after the show was played on earlier, your earlier time. Like I'm streaming you now and I can get you earlier, which I think is great.
Jeff, I think all we ask of you is 5 hours each day, 3 and live and then 2 as a replay.
In case you missed something, you know?
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, I know. Well, I get the early one and now I get the late one if I miss the early one. I think that's very cool. But I just got to say that Alito thing is really upsetting me. I think he's a real jerk. He's got his head is so far up his anal canal, he doesn't know where he is.
He reminds me of most Bears fans, Jeff. I had to do it, man. I had to do it. God. Appreciate you listening, though.
But, you know, that's going to happen sometimes. Jeff, thanks for listening. Thanks for your thoughts, man. It is troubling, for real, man. It is. And it's not acceptable. It's not what I would consider the Supreme Court to be. But, you know, hell, maybe I'm just being naive. Appreciate you, man. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul. You, sir, will have the last word of the day. What is it?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Devils. Corrupt is a good word for the Supreme Court. Hey, how do you go about expanding the Supreme Court? Because that's the only way I see out of this. Because the Electoral College is tilted GOP to begin with. So how does that happen?
Well, you better go win some elections then, Paul. Because if we're expanding the Supreme Court at this point, and Donald Trump's the president, that means it could be a 7-3, an 8-3, a 9-3. Be careful what you wish for. Let's just worry about winning this November. And then winning in April again. But in the meantime, you can party with the Devil's Advocates. Barrymore Theater, Thursday, June 27th. Like the billboards on the Beltline should be telling you, come join us. It's free. You can party all night long. And see the most important political debate of your lifetime. And the coolest panel discussion ever. Dom, Crute, Maggie, Don, and you at the Barrymore Theater, June 27th. Hope to see you there. Hope to see you all on the radio tomorrow. It'll be my birthday, Dom.
Oh, man. Tomorrow. You're going to be even older than you are now.
I know. I'm never getting younger or better looking than I am right now. Thank God, though, because, you know, I can barely contain myself.
Got to have a chance, man.
Folks, thank you all for listening. Rich, thank you for your hard work today. Do it again tomorrow on Crudy's birthday for all your listening pleasure.